Welcome. I'm Catherine, and today I am joined by Franny.
Hey.
Josie.
Hi.
And Tasha.
Hello.
As we delve into the deeper meanings of Huckleberry Finn. To start us off, how is Huck Finn, along with all the other characters, affected by a society in which it's legal to own another human being?
Well, Catherine, in Huck's society, being an escaped slave is more of a crime than being a murderer. The reward for Jim's capture is higher than the reward for Pap, even though we would claim that Pap's crimes were worse. Huck grew up in an environment where no matter what the crime was, the color of your skin determined the severity of your punishment. He grows up in a society where the freedom of an African-American person is worse than the murder of a child.
Yeah, the way I see it, the rules of society gives people a reason to treat African-Americans as property instead of actual human beings with actual human dignity. And because of this, Huck constantly treated Jim poorly in the beginning, not realizing that he was a man with his own family who was capable of love. And not until later on in the book does Huck see Jim as his friend and not just a means for adventure and fun.
Yeah, it's like at the beginning of the story, Huck had this big struggle about whether he should be apologizing to Jim. And like we as Catholics know that of course you should apologize to somebody, especially when you did something that was wrong and you didn't really have a reason to do it. But Huck has grown up in this like society where it is legal to own another human being, and he wasn't sure if he should treat Jim like property or like a human. He went through the same struggle when he was deciding whether he should steal Jim after he's captured. And when he eventually did decide to steal Jim, he says, "All right, then, I'll go to hell," because he thinks it's actually bad to be stealing Jim from somebody else.
Yeah, coming off of you, Franny, he was majorly influenced by his parents throughout his whole child, but by his parents and role models throughout his childhood, because by watching your parents and guardians treat African Americans as property, you will naturally be influenced to do the same. This is because children tend to idolize their parents during their early childhood, and they adopt their ideals and attitudes throughout that stage. Following up on the previous statements, how else do our parents' views influence our views?
Well, we heard about the Granger Fruit and Shepperson feud, how Buck had no qualms about killing an older man, and he in fact wanted to. And that was mostly because his dad had taught him all about the feud between their two families, and it taught him that killing the other people in the other families was okay, and in fact encouraged. And his brothers and older family members had been killing people from this other family, so he just thought it was okay because that's what his parents taught him.
Yeah, and in another example, as soon as Huck's father showed up on the scene, Huck made the decision to go to school. And it's not because that's what society told him to, it's not because that's what the widow and his teacher expected of him, but it's purely because he just wanted to spite Pap. And Huck acknowledges the fact that his father is a deeply flawed person. And I would like to think that Huck has enough common sense to know that if his father disagrees with something, then reversibly, that's the right thing to do. Just because our parents play major roles in our lives does not mean that we have to live by the way they want us to, because sometimes water can be thicker than blood.
Still on the topic of Huck's father, Huck really seems to have a problem with adult authority figures, which makes sense considering how his father treats him. When the widow is trying to teach him about scripture, he pretty much ignores her because he doesn't believe it has any effect on his life. Huck generally seems to have little respect for authority figures, regardless of how he views them and their morals. He doesn't let them influence him too much.
Yes, Huck seems to be motivated by going against what his father wants, due to the fact that his father was never there to help him. Thanks to this rebellious attitude and hatred of his father, Huck has no respect for him. However, he believes that Miss Wanted and the widow both have moral views and that he is being sinful while helping Jim to freedom. Going on, in what ways is Jim a better father to Huck and the true hero of this story?
Well, Jim is really dedicated to protecting Huck, even when it puts himself in danger. He lies to the people who legally at least own him to protect Huck, and he acts like he doesn't know Huck in order to protect him.
Yeah, he was also really worried when he thought that Huck died, either when he got hit by the boat or when they were lost in the fog, and that's kind of like the parental figure in the story. And he was also the main reason that Huck discovered himself and was able to grow throughout the entire story, just like a normal father would be. He inspired change in a good way in Huck.
Yeah, and I think that because of Jim, Huck was able to see slaves in a new light. Time and time again, Huck thought that he should just follow the law and treat Jim how everybody else would treat a slave. But once Huck really gets to know and understand Jim, he started to question his own morality and starts to wonder if following society's rule is really the best way to live. Huck helps Jim escape, but Jim helps Huck become a better person and learn the true meaning of sacrifice and, in a way, love.
Yeah, Jim is essentially responsible for Huck's internal growth. Because throughout the novel, Jim becomes more of a friend and less of the slave society sees him as. With this newfound maturity, Huck begins to view other slaves as humans rather than property. Finally, to what extent does the society in which we live in shape who we are as individuals?
Well, I kind of alluded to this earlier, but Huck had this big moral dilemma about whether or not it was right for him to steal Jim, and earlier, whether it was right for Jim to be stealing his own children. And it's interesting because this was more by what society said and what society told him about these people, that they aren't people, that they're property. And so Huck has his own internal moral struggle because society thought that he should be having the struggle. They told him what was right and what was wrong, and whether or not he agreed with it was not in question.
Societal pressure from friends also has a huge impact on Huck. We can see this when he listens to Tom's elaborate escape plan concerning Jim. He views Jim as a friend, but chooses to toy and play with Jim's life and well-being because Tom is telling him to. Peer pressure is a stronger force than you might believe.
All in all, I think what we're really questioning is what's okay and what isn't. In Huck's time, slavery and treating slaves brutally was seen as okay and even just, but in modern times it isn't. Society tells us that in order to fit in and survive, you must do A, B, and C. But even today, problems are still relevant. Racism is still a factor, inequality is still a factor, wrongful means of justice are still a factor. But that doesn't mean that we can't be better. The further Huck was away from society, the better person he became. Society really can deeply influence us as individuals, for better or worse. And we need to take Huck's own story into account if we want to be the better people.
Although Huckleberry Finn was written many years ago, there are still many important and relevant themes that we can learn from it. We may not encounter literal slaves longing for freedom, but many people in our society are slaves to power, wealth, or honor, and it is through these people that we may adventure to discover ourselves. Thank you for joining us, and have a great day.